matter who you are or what you have, life can be pretty doggone hard. And without a healthy mind, it's even harder. Check out online therapy at betterhelp.com/TBTB. And be on your way to a little more ease. Check out online therapy with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/TBTB. And be on your way to a little more ease.
Yes.
And now to the show. Right. Listen, y'all, this is the only way y'all is going to get this episode this week. Angel and I are going out of town. Melissa's shooting live on stage. Marcus is a man with a beard. He's got
Busy too. I'm doing stuff.
He's got children to take care of. He's got videos he's shooting with Goose. They doing man stuff and being strong and massive.
When we're here, no criticism. Y'all just enjoy this.
So here's what we're doing. We're going to do a live watch along. We're going to do this in real time. So just bear with us. We don't know how this is going to turn out.
It's going to be fantastic.
But it was either this or no episode, and we love y'all. We didn't want to leave you hanging. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bold and the Beautiful. I am Miss Kev on stage.
Kev on stage.
Betchick Angel.
Trank.
And we are The Bold and the Beautiful, where we review the show Married at First Sight, Season 13. And what we're going to be doing today is a watch-along.
Woohoo! Yes.
So we will be watching this and pausing as our thoughts come live so we don't miss nothing. So that's what we're going to be doing. We have to do it at the house, so we apologize in advance for the sound because I know when we shoot in my house, there tends to be an echo.
Yeah, we're just not near the mics.
And the live, the lights.
And the lighting may be a little dim and not what you're used to. Again,
We did what we could.
Angel and Marcus are going out of, Kev and Angel are going out of town. Angel has a shoot that she, what do you have to do?
An audition.
So she's going to be doing her makeup. I'm hungry, so I'm eating. Clearly, Marcus is hungry, so he's eating as well. I have to throw all of this out at you right now because I know in the comments you're going to be seeing saying, you guys were eating and that was distracting. Angel was doing her makeup and that was distracting. Kev is swaying in his chair and Monty is there. Oh wait, there's Monty. Hi Monty, I know these things.
You know these things.
Are going to be in the comments. So I'm just going to address them now. Mm-hmm. We understand, we know. But I actually think this watch along is going to be exciting in two ways. So we're going to get started. Kev is pressing play.
And now, an all-new episode of the Lifetime original series, Married at First Sight.
Woohoo!
It's very risky to get married at first sight.
All right, we're doing this.
I think we'd be long in
the love of my life.
Please stand. 4 weeks ago, 10 individuals took a courageous leap of faith in order to find love.
That's the soon to be wife.
They married as complete strangers.
You may kiss your bride.
I'm excited that I'm officially married.
Last time, they tested each other to their limits and discovered just how far they can go.
Oh my God!
Val and Johnny.
Just feeling all around happy right now.
This is where I'm supposed to be.
It's crazy to think that we had 3 impeccable weeks, and then now it's to a point where we're
soft
not really much speaking terms.
You said 3 impeccable weeks.
Anything like that.
It's like it was like an 8:15.
Sure, I don't know.
I have no clue.
I don't they know better.
I feel like I have the apology that I deserve.
That's
I
agree. Right. I agree. That's I agree. Right. I was lost. Stand up for yourself.
And
look how uncomfortable you look just with her saying that.
He did. He wasn't sorry.
I didn't do it. I was like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. It was, I've had it, every night before we go to sleep.
You're lying.
Like,
boy, now, if you ain't gonna lie, if you ain't gonna tell the truth, just hush.
Every night before you go to sleep, she's probably already in bed. Right. So what are you talking about? Using that as an excuse.
This is my point.
You say
you get your cousins that don't care about their life and just be like, hey, go get him.
Exactly. Call him out.
I gotta give him something to chew on because he's just fighting it.
Kevin, we're in the middle of a production.
The dog is fighting.
Because he ain't going to give it to you.
I'm sorry. Like, it'll never happen again. And you're just saying, oh, well, it's not going to happen. It's like, okay.
Then give more. Listen. Can we put on closed caption?
Yeah, I like that too. Closed caption.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Mm. Give it to her.
Yeah.
Come on.
Where's his teeth?
We pausing it for a second.
Yeah, we got to get
because
we're
going to get this closed caption on. But I love how Rachel is going in on Jose. She is not letting him off the hook.
She shouldn't.
No, she shouldn't. She getting a little emotional, but she ain't backing down.
That's the biggest mistake.
Exactly. And that's how you know.
Food.
And if you really did an accident, you would be
right.
You would be supremely apologetic if it was really an accident.
The text verbatim says, I know that you want a divorce and you probably don't care about this whole text, but I miss you and I love you.
But you know what? I didn't see that.
Still no
I'm
problem.
Sorry.
Come
exactly.
On. Exactly. That's it. That's it.
He's preemptively
yes.
thinking what her feelings are going to be, and he's acting like that instead of being sincere
right,
yes.
about his feeling.
Apology is too high. He can't reach it.
No, anymore. We're not harping on it. You're not.
Because he's short and small.
Apologize.
Dumbass.
He said, I said I was sorry.
I'm so upset. Now I'm thinking, is this my husband's personality?
Yeah.
Is that him?
He's called
is
bitch.
That something I'm going to have to deal with again and again and again? Mm-hmm. Those are personality deep core issues.
She's like that.
I'm saying, can that be
fixed? At least she's asking a question if it can be fixed.
Those can be fixed. When I'm upset, I'm bothered. I now know to communicate to you, I do not want to talk about this right now, but we'll talk about it later.
And if we keep talking, I'm going
to
lock you out. Right.
So moving forward, you know that my words cut, and I do not like to talk about a certain situation right then and there. I don't like to address it.
Okay, I'm just going to pause it here. This is the problem with Jose. He has no accountability.
None.
He's making her out to be the bad guy.
He is. Yeah.
And then instead of being like, I need to do better, he instead says, now you know that my words cut deep.
Right.
So you should leave me alone.
Yes. Yeah.
That's not how this works.
No.
Your
he has not taken
any accountability.
He has not taken genuine accountability.
No.
A genuine, he's basically mad at her for being mad at him.
Exactly.
For locking her out.
Exactly.
What's disturbing is he does not see where he's wrong. And if he does see where he's wrong, he's not admitting it.
He no, just locked her out and then told her, now you know you done effed up, right?
Yeah, you know you done messed up.
My words cut deep and I'll lock you behind out.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He is still lying and putting up this little facade that he did it by accident. When it's he knows what he did.
Here's the thing: even if it's by accident, that's when you're extremely like, "You, babe, I am so no,
right?
That was my bad.
Like, I get it.
I am so sorry. No, no, no. I was mad, but I was wrong. Like, no, no, no. I wasn't thinking when I did it. I'm sorry. No, he ain't doing that. Yeah, it was an accident. So what do you do? What do you do?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly, whether he did it on purpose or accident, his apology don't measure up to
right, right.
what he did.
Even if it was on purpose and you like, if you like just apologizing to the down to your core, he's not doing it.
At all.
He's like, I've apologized. And it's private. I'm sorry. I thought I was.
I just said I was sorry just now. Like, that ain't no apology.
I thought I was, I forgot that you lived there.
That's basically
yeah. I forgot that you live somewhere that I'm not even familiar with that we moved in together. Like,
and we both know that's BS. We all know it. Jose, you know it. We know it. She knows it.
Congratulations, Jose. You just made yourself the villain of this season of Married at First Sight.
He really did.
Listen, and Michaela was doing just fine on her own.
She yeah. sure was. She was winning.
Yeah,
she was. Like, she was sitting in this villain seat, and he was like, get up!
No,
get your head out of my villain seat.
I want it.
All right, Kev, I'm going to just start it.
Okay. And so for me to combat that is to hold on, to cool down, and then to address it at a later time. I mean, I haven't proven anything. I've seen it. Okay, I need to work on my listening. I need to work on that. I need to be more caring. I need to send more texts, more phone calls. Like, I'm going to see this.
Why is he saying it in such a condescending way?
No, I apologize.
Tell you that I'm sorry.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry what I did. It happened once.
There you go.
I'm gonna fix it. We're gonna move forward from it.
So you don't have to quantify it.
I think that was a very sincere apology.
I don't think it was sincere, but at least he said it.
I really do appreciate that. That I now feel better.
That was not a sincere apology. That was. This is what I did. All right.
And I'm finally getting,
bless her heart.
Normally, in a regular relationship, I've never given someone.
Girl, are you serious?
Like this.
She's serious.
That's like, he did the equivalent of, I'm sorry, all right, dang.
Exactly.
She
yes,
was like,
Gina,
and she was
I
like, yeah,
you.
I will marry you. There. Are you happy? And she's like, yes.
Yes, I am.
So you want to do what y'all watch? Married at First Sight. I like this show.
Why can't he be in the mix?
Just don't be biting now. That's all I ask.
Okay.
Oh, they just lips on each other. Ooh, pictures.
Can I still shake it though?
No.
It just feels like
you
have to.
That's a myth.
Hey, that's an age right there. You supposed to shake your first imprint. You ain't doing this. It ain't gonna turn out right.
Oh, he said, but Kayla was cute. That ain't usual.
To reach their 1 month anniversary. They only have 4 more weeks until
I removed my memory card the other day and shook it.
You're
so crazy.
It's gotta be like
secure and comfy. Why does she keep small spooning him?
Because
he is B number two.
He wants to be swaddled. That's strange.
And wet kisses.
He's like a newborn baby. They feel like you feel like he's falling if he's not tightly wrapped.
What this man talking about?
Oh, look at you. Look at this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you feel good?
Yeah. I feel good today.
Good soup.
Dial's too close to the table.
I have something for you. A little bit of problem solving.
Uh-oh. No. Pressure.
I set up a little scavenger hunt.
Uh-oh.
What?
Ready to begin?
I'm scared.
You did something nice?
Almost.
He didn't even mean.
No, he ain't. He's been disinterested.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That sounds like an interesting thing to do.
But he said he's trying. He wants to be more interested. That's what he said last week. He wants to be more attractive.
That's all you really need to be in this show. Yeah. Really just like, you want to really try and make it work.
Right.
That was smart. That's not a business meal, surprisingly.
If you ever had lost a wallet, where would you be? Your lost wallet would be by the bed.
Look at her knowing him.
Your last chance to run.
What is that referencing?
My shoes.
There you go.
My shoes.
She's good at this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Marcus will be pissed at me. What are you talking about?
Ryan,
Angel, go to your shoes.
I don't work and I'm currently at 78 degrees.
AC.
Hey.
I want to play.
I had to go look and see what the temperature was when I was writing the note.
Oh, the wine fridge.
It's so shady.
That's a double little idea.
It is. I'm going to do that for Melissa.
I'm not going to do this. It looks like
I'm going to say I'm.
They're always watching.
This was a cute game.
Yeah, it was. I would love something like this.
Yeah, you would.
I would. You know I would. What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. So cute. That.
I would. You know I would.
Kind of kidding.
She's so cute.
It was advice given by basically every human that knows me. I do require patience above all else. We're nearly 4 weeks into this crazy journey, and I can't wait to see where it leads us. Stay positive and flip hard. Heck yeah. So cute.
That was cute.
It was.
Yeah.
I would love that. Something that required planning. Ugh. And creativity.
She don't care if it flops. But if you plan it out, she's all about it.
Oh, heck yeah.
So, I do like Ryan making an effort. It was awful. I feel like
she gave him the energy like she liked the effort.
Optimistic in a long time. But at the same time, I hope and wish and pray that he would make more of an effort when it comes to sex and intimacy, because we're about a month in
And so far, we've only kissed. So I'm ready for it. You know, I feel ready.
Like, where's the dick? Yeah.
I mean, that's vitamin. That's what it's made for.
Come on.
Vitamin D.
Yeah. They're not going to make it, though, which is such a shame.
Okay. Where's the Monroe?
You have it.
Monroe.
All right. So far,
Jose and Rachel.
All right, guys. Listen, let's just be honest here. I've been on tour and I've been sucking at eating right and working out. Okay. I tell myself I'm going to do right. And what did I have for dinner tonight? Wingstop. Did I have to have the fries dipped in cheese? No, I didn't. But I made that choice anyway. And usually I have one bad day, turns into 3 months. Because I get on myself and I feel
three
bad.
Turns into 3 months.
Yes, and 3 months turns into 3 years. But now, with the help of Noom, I'm better. I'm back on track. You know why? Because Noom is a psychology-based approach. Instead of a strict set of rules, Noom empowers me with the knowledge to build smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviors. It uses a cognitive behavioral approach, and you'll focus on the why instead of the what to change your relationship with eating. Everybody's journey is different. So Noom customized the program for you based on your goals. That's what I need. No food is totally off limits. Keep eating the foods you love while learning to maintain a healthier balance. An off day is totally okay. It won't set you off course. Noom gently helps you get back on track. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. And here's the good news, guys. Listen to the science behind Noom. More than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight. And 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. And listen, it depends on what's important to you. To me, what's important is to look better and feel better in my clothes. I don't want my belly to poke out. I don't want my butt to be out. I want to look at a picture with my wife and I on date night and be proud. I don't want to have to suck in on my pictures. I want to just be thinned out. I know it's not likely for me to be 160 pounds with abs. That's not realistic for me, but I can look and feel my best. And Noom's here to help me do that. Now listen to this. Sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at noom.com/TBTB. That's noom.com/TBTB. Once again, noom.com/TBTB. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's noom.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
And now back to the show. Jose and Rachel, what are you guys' thoughts?
I ain't gonna make it. That boy's old punk, like we said last week.
She gave him another chance, which is surprising.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, how many chances is she willing to give him? Because honestly, that's him.
Yes. If imagine where we would be if he would have just been like, I was pissed. I was acting like a baby. That was so wrong.
Yeah, which is what Michaela did.
That's what I was about to say.
That's exactly what Michaela did. I was mad. I'm sorry. This is what I did. I didn't know you would feel like this. I'm sorry. That's why we're not putting them in the same category.
Yeah. Right, right. Good on her for holding him to that. She held his feet to the fire.
Weak-ass apology.
Yeah, she was like, no.
I'm sorry. Damn. No,
she was not getting over that.
Thank you. Really?
Yeah. Come on. Brent and Ryan, listen, A for effort.
I agree.
Hey, that was good.
I love that.
That was dope.
A for effort. I saw on Twitter this week this dude that comes to the realization that, you know, women don't even care if the plan is great. It's more that you tried to, you made the attempt at the plan.
I realized that it took me, well, how long have you been married? 14 years?
Mm-hmm.
It took me about 12, 13 years.
12, 13?
To realize all she wants to do is a hard effort, regardless of what the end result is.
So you found this out in quarantine?
I need effort.
Yeah, quarantine.
I need effort that took planning. It can't be effort
on the day. Like months in advance, you know, months in advance. It's like, oh, you started planning this back then.
Yep.
Right. I mean, we sat here at the house, it fell through, but I'm so happy.
Look at you.
Hey.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought? I'm glad. The guy's name is Brett.
Brett. No,
his name's Ryan.
I hate when they have unisex names. What's her whole name? They both have unisex names.
That's her whole name, Brett.
Yes.
Brett Ryan Thompson or whatever her name
both
is.
Both of their names are unisex. Well, you know it'd be it's a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, Tawanda and Jeffrey. So Ryan is his name?
Yeah.
Ryan, I am honestly surprised.
I am
dare
too.
I say impressed.
Yeah,
Corey and Ricky.
You already know he about to jack it up based off of the previews.
Yeah, is that Michael Phelps? I'm sorry. That was
it, is.
Too.
It is.
He's still getting money for exercise.
Of course he is. He is a white man.
The boy don't keep getting paid.
Getting money.
Okay, what happened? Now you're still white?
Next.
Take this check. Yeah,
it'll be 20 years since he did 20.
Well, there go Tink Tink.
Who's Tink Tink?
Oh, yeah. That's Oscar Pistorius. Oh, that was Northern Track. I thought that was Northern Track.
Oh, you would have died.
Can you fast forward this?
Probably.
Oh, you can fast forward?
Why you had was watching this?
I didn't know you could fast forward. It usually doesn't let you fast forward to the commercials.
We needed that break. I mean, it's all
it is going to add for 1 minute, though.
No, it's not going to let you finish. So go back.
It's not going to let you?
No, go back to went all the way to 50 minutes in, kept out. Oh, man. Shoot, as soon as it's 9 o'clock, we don't need commercials. We could just watch it all.
I know. I know.
We almost there.
We almost there.
Hey, you really can't go. That ad thing, stop. Once I start fast forwarding, you fast forward as long as you want.
Stop.
You can watch every single commercial you missed. I don't know what you think
to see these commercials.
I can't wait till we get to Mirla and...
Mirla?
Is it Mirla?
It ain't
Mirla and Gil.
Mirla and Gil. Because I need to see some people that love each other.
Yeah.
You think they love each other?
I think they make it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they do.
You think she's just moving slow?
Yeah.
No, she made it known that she moves.
She's moving slow and she's stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both.
That's why she's been thanking him for his patience.
It's this way over there.
She is not going to pick up speed just because everybody's asking her to pick up speed and she's not used to it. Even if she felt comfortable sooner, she's like, nope, not going to do it because all y'all own my job.
Now y'all asking me.
Yeah,
y'all. I ain't going to get a vaccine just because people said I need to. And now I want it.
Take the rubber band out and get in there. Huh? Take the rubber band out and get in there. Oh, come on. He's about to speak one of my love languages.
Scratching your scalp?
Oh, just rubbing it.
I love my scalp scratch.
I love when my kids play in my braids. They ain't even got to touch my scalp. Just play. I've never watched Couples Cam, ever.
I can't get into it.
Okay, Kev, you can turn it up. I didn't even know it was a thing. Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
ZNM.
Okay, they excited about something. He loves showing off his taco meat.
Hello. He does.
That hair does. All the way up to
strong taco meat.
So they going salsa dancing with Gil and Mirla.
Oh, they going. That's two Latin people. They going to show you up.
Mm-hmm. Them little tanks. This is their stuff. But we killed it, though.
We killed it. I'm Cuban. That's in my blood.
Yeah, well, let's kill them when we was on the cruise.
You never wanted to go salsa dancing.
You're lying. We went to salsa dancing.
I didn't realize I couldn't salsa dance until I went to Cuba.
Marcus thought just him swishing his feet around before.
I be looking smooth, too.
Okay.
Okay. Little peach dress.
All right.
How you say dress in Spanish? Con de lettuce?
I actually know dress, but I'm forgetting it, too.
Belly dothro. Shut up.
Okay, shoes. Okay, he's showing his ankles.
You'll be dressing a little bit low key.
Who?
Gil.
She be making sure he don't.
Does he?
Yeah. He always has more of a dapper, more like always button up collars or whatever.
Than the other guys?
Yeah.
Just joyful.
Just gonna be joyful. Okay, are those flamingos on her dress?
Her hair is
flamingos. Kayla dressed like a third grade teacher.
Yeah, definitely so. I like this little wig attachment that she attached to the back.
Oh, that's not on her hair?
No. It's cute. I like that piece.
Okay.
Yeah. Betty cute.
Yeah, he probably is. He look like cafe con leche.
Okay. He needs another instructor. Why is he the only one teaching?
Oh yeah, look at him, Stacey Adams. He got a. He got them black and white salt and peppers on. He got them Mambo number sixes on.
Yeah. Ooh, I like Michaela's shoes too. Them green shoes. It's cute. The lipstick popping.
Salsa, oh my God, I'd be looking so dumb trying to salsa.
She can't.
I'm like, just play the music. Let me dance. I'd be looking
so dumb. Oh, Mila, she looks
I think that's why I didn't want to go, Liz, because I'd be embarrassed when I can't dance. Because as a black man, I need to be able to.
Salsa's a little different, though.
I can tell Zach is really into it. So, Michaela about to be Vinny. Oh, yeah. Vincent.
Ah! He's getting down low, too.
Yeah. She just watching.
Come she on, said shoulders.
That kind of looked like Bryson Tiller.
She said, I quit. She said, you're not going to keep embarrassing me in front of camera.
Why would she do that, knowing everything that happened?
This is a
just part, try.
This is a part of her. She about to get really.
We don't know how long she tried, but it was pretty early.
No.
That is true. Sweat sauce.
But no, she's probably the type that if she keep messing up,
no, you're going to need to look at him. Like, I had to put my hand around a little man's hips. Cuba, his little,
did you?
His little muscular.
He was small like Liz.
He was muscular. Like a little pit bull.
Why she don't want to?
Because she can't get it. She going to be frustrated like Vinny. Vinny.
But still, you got to do it.
She's like, uh-huh.
The very first time, need to be like, whatever y'all do.
Just do it.
We ain't
just
doing salsa dance.
Man, y'all got to do anything else.
Yeah, what is she doing?
She's sitting there angry.
That's fun. She said it was fun, that girl.
I can believe it.
I did too. I can too.
She just tapped out before she got too pissed off about not being able to get it.
Ooh.
That don't mean she didn't enjoy them doing it.
Now she's flying.
Yeah, she should have just.
What do you say?
Are you that with everything?
So it's not like going scuba diving and realize you can't swim.
That was a medical issue.
That was life or death.
Look at it. She's like, you think you about to check me? Oh.
Pump your brakes.
I wanted him to not.
Listen, Gil.
Don't get
Gil, involved. Gil, this ain't alone, your bottom of the night.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Listen,
like,
that little last blink was. Yeah, don't say nothing else about it.
Oh, Gil, stop.
Gil, are you.
Focus on Miller, man.
Oh, now she's pissed off. This is her trying to be calm.
Oh, that didn't even spell me. Dang.
She fighting Jose now. What's his name?
She is mad.
Rachel's dude.
Jose?
Yeah, she fighting him for that seat.
Oh, for worse?
They playing musical chairs.
We said this. We said this last week. This is what it.
Yep.
We said this exactly.
He said the future is doubtful.
Listen, she checked out right then at that moment. Yeah. He had the blindfold on. He could look it at her. He wouldn't be able to see it.
So she showed up, not even checked in.
Exactly.
She was just like, all right, we're going somewhere to
listen.
I don't know if she showed up, not checked in, but I know once that salsa dance pissed her off, she was like, you know what?
Everything's
stupid.
I think she would have been fine if Gil didn't question anything.
I think so.
I feel like she
would have been able to blow past it.
Okay, so he agrees. Monty feels like.
Monty agrees.
Wait, listen. Is this an unfiltered story of Janet?
I know. I was about to say, I'm trying not to lose focus, but I want to watch this.
Okay, let's go.
I was like, hold on,
Janet,
what now?
Okay.
Period.
So the thing we said last week about her, when he decided to be in, sorry, babe,
When he decides to be back in, she's gonna check out. She took one saucer step and she stepped back and she said, "What am I stepping for?"
Somebody stepped on somebody's toes.
And she don't matter out. Who. She didn't get to the part of where y'all danced together, which is the whole point.
It's like last week. That was her giving her all. Like
that was.
Hey, yep. I really, really want to do this. Do you want to do this? Let's do it. As doubtful.
Right, because remember last season with Vinny was he didn't want to be embarrassed.
Right.
She could have done this.
Yeah.
Right.
She don't. I don't want to be with you.
She sat out. Thinking
because she's not worried about being embarrassed, clearly.
No,
but I don't think she was getting it, and that's why she set out. And then Gil's questions was like, "You keep pushing me,
right?
And now I'm just gonna be a jerk."
She's like, "Oh, I could have tried harder,
yeah,
but I didn't want to."
Exactly. Do you want? I can be more of a jerk,
right? Because this is me going light,
right?
This is light work, right?
Light work, right here.
She's like, "Have you heard about me?"
And now watch, he gonna be in the next
don't
scene.
Don't believe me.
And this is how you handle things. Right. You don't want to do stuff, and then I need a wife, and my last girlfriend didn't do stuff when I.
You
did
don't
stuff.
Understand.
It's my not girlfriend, what you do. That was my wife.
It's how you handle.
That's things. A whole nother level to your resume now.
But yeah, in Zach's defense, I would be like, "Girl, come on now."
No, she's
acting
wrong.
Out right now.
She's acting out. She's acting out, and we agree, people. Dead wrong. She should be trying much harder than what she is. And we do not like that she's doing that because she needs to give him a good time at salsa and vice versa.
We're just saying that we saw this coming a mile away.
Michaela.
Listen, here's the thing. I think to her benefit for this one little moment. Her stopping to salsa dance, I think, was her keeping herself from getting in a more pissed off mood.
Because she wasn't getting it.
Right. Yeah. I think she was.
So
like,
you really think she wasn't getting the steps? And that's
watching her. She was struggling.
Yeah. I think she showed up really to give it her all.
Yes.
And she wasn't getting it, so she sat down. Gil made it more of an issue. And she's not one to back down from a fight.
Right.
Yes. So it became what it is.
Right, exactly.
Zach should have been like,
but Gil was asking what Zach probably wanted to ask.
Oh, of course, because when Zach was like, she said, "Yes, I enjoyed it. I did."
Right.
Her thing was, I stopped so that I could just enjoy
it. So I left that at enjoyment. Because if I kept going, it wasn't going to be that.
Exactly.
No more. Yeah.
But it's unfortunate that she couldn't grin through it even more and just keep trying and still not be frustrated.
Yeah, yeah.
That her frustration only was going to end by her not participating, which, you know, sucks when you're trying to do a dance class with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I know Marcus was getting frustrated when we were doing salsa dancing, especially
man,
it was
173
degrees.
Oh, y'all was outside.
We was in Cuba,
inside in Cuba, and it was hot on the inside.
Fans blowing humidity at us.
Oh, fans blowing hot air.
Oh, I hate that.
We were standing there waiting on them. My shirt was see-through already.
Let me tell you something. In the morning, I love waking up and having a good old bowl of cereal because you get it in quick. It tastes good. It starts your day off right. And the cereal that I can eat because it makes me feel good and it's guilt-free is Magic Spoon. And let me tell you, Magic Spoon has some amazing.
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, well, Siri, you ain't got to understand. The people understand. The Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom box are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Let me tell you, cookies and cream and maple waffle, they were only supposed to be for a limited time, but because they sold out so quickly, they said, "We're going to put them permanently in this place, okay?" So let your listeners know that they should make sure, let you guys know that you can try them for the first time or get them again. And they're delicious and indulgent. I personally like the frosted. Marcus is a blueberry type of guy. But I also like to put the peanut butter in the chocolate together. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's a perfect midnight snack. Go to magicspoon.com/TBTB to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TBTB at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to get your delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/TBTB and use code TBTB to save $5 off. And we thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode. Now back to the show.
Just poking through.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Hold on, I missed what
she said.
She
back
ain't feeling it with her head.
We should just do that.
We can only rewind with this far, huh? Oh, I want to be wanted.
Oh, he's gonna be like,
oh, they were still there.
They're together.
Yeah. I thought they had separated.
No, she's telling them.
What did you say?
He was saying that
you're right, I'm confused.
He was saying that could have changed. He was saying that's how I felt at the moment.
So she did understand what he was saying.
Yeah, but that is confusing.
It is confusing.
That's confusing.
She said, I didn't see a future with you when I was saying it, but maybe one day I would.
Right.
She's like, what?
Right.
See what she said? I want somebody who thinks I can do better and be better.
You should have said that.
Because she thought he gave up and she was the only one trying.
Gil is over here like in our 1 month of marriage. Yes. I've noticed how far along we've come.
He said, Pastor Cal ain't here.
Don't worry, guys. I know a thing or two.
He really is canceling him, right?
He really is.
He's like, Gil. Now this. Michaela, now that.
You gotta understand.
No one's fought harder than me in this month of marriage.
I got a whole kiss. You know I hate it.
Oh, is that her? Mm-hmm. Her hair is brown.
Yes, she colors it red.
It is dark brown.
So it looks black.
Wait, what happened? He ain't there.
Oh, the dog.
Oh, is he trying to dookie on the carpet? Oh, your dog's about remote. To die.
Dying on that. Eating some raw meat.
Oh, that dog won't die.
Yeah, he did. Unless you got, oh no.
40,000. Hospitalize him. It costs so much money.
Oh, bring me Monty. I'm sorry, Monty.
Y'all will hear my thoughts.
No, yeah, Mark's be like, take it out back, put it down.
Dog shouldn't have to suffer. I ain't gonna spend no $20,000-$30,000 on it.
It get that much?
Maybe. What you talking about?
Dogs.
$20,000-$30,000?
It can be very expensive. You got to let that thing go real quick. You gotta be like, your dog.
The way of the wild.
I mean, I feel for it. I cried. We both cried over putting down our dogs.
He's not. He's getting distracted when he get
I
out
put
there.
Supreme down, boy. I filled my mask up with snot and tears.
One of the influencers, Desi, she just put her dog down. I think he had kidney failure or cancer. One of the two.
It thing costs a lot. The diagnosis be like a 500.
Just to tell you that the dog's gonna die. I can see that.
I'm only paying if you tell me he's gonna live.
Yeah. Guarantee me 6 more months, I'll pay you.
Because if not, I'm just gonna leave and I'm not paying you nothing.
Yeah, I'm leaving here.
Jose said I'm an excellent communicator and I listen perfectly.
What?
As a great communicator.
Or maybe he been in a previous relationship. Now, this is an apology.
And I'm also, visualization. And so,
So with that being said,
I got a board that has my credit score on it.
What is he doing?
Fighting himself.
Are you dumb?
He put the top lock.
Are you dumb?
He said the top lock. The bottom was still getting locked.
Just to make sure, you know, she's safe.
Then look at it. He did it in color.
Yes, he did.
You got to remind yourself not to.
Look at that beautiful handwriting. He got pretty handwriting. We could go toe-to-toe for handwriting. How about that?
I'm actually doing everything but going to the bathroom.
Coming into this marriage and being married at first sight, I didn't think that I had issues. I thought my communication style was on point. I thought my listening was on point.
How many days did this take?
You have to start really putting them to work with someone else. And I found out, you know, I wasn't too great at that. So there's no part of the show that, you know.
Controlling. He wrote it in bright red.
Because I don't want it to mess up my credit.
I'm very thankful. I appreciate it. This is definitely a great start.
I couldn't see what the card said, but he put controlling in bright red letters on one of the cards.
Oh, so he knows he's controlling.
Well, she told him finally.
It is possible to get past this. So, yes, I see this could work, you know. But it's my job now to be very
good for you. Good for you. Doing some
weird things. Look good at her taking her responsibility her. On her part.
Good for her. She's saying.
Monty, man. This is why Monty is our dog. You don't see Jojo in here. He around there playing soccer.
We hit the certain ones. We hit these uncharted waters. And we see what it can do. It's a good point for us to start. Hopefully, rebuilding what, you know, the same things we had like weeks ago. And we were like, cloud nine.
Well, weeks ago, she wrote a letter.
Right.
Right.
Same things we had weeks ago. If you don't start plugging him on his nose, I'll let you know, hey, I'm biting.
Uncle Marcus
bite me again. So you're soon gonna be like, oh, got it. My bad.
Every time I do that, I get bit. Yeah. I'm gonna bite him back. Oh, Monty. This was even a better apology than he gave earlier.
It was.
I mean, they ain't saying a lot.
Yes, it was. Well, he communicates on dry race board better than he does in real life. So he was like, I'll just keep cards.
He should have drew out on the dry erase board the current events that happened, the sequence of events.
All right. What do we learn in this little segment?
That Jose has beautiful handwriting.
That I'm happy he offered a real apology because the first one that she accepted.
The fact that she accepted it is a problem.
Yeah.
But two, I want to know the length of time.
That passed.
Yeah.
Not much. We also know that Brad needs to put down her dog.
That's sad. As a long-time dog owner, I could never. <use
it. laughs> Let me tell you what, Liz.
The day is going to come.
How big is he going to get?
25 to 35 pounds.
So then the next 13 to 14 years, you're going to be in that boat.
20 grand a month. Make him electric. Put a long
let you all.
Remain his essence.
You know, black people be letting their dogs live well past their expiration date.
Take his essence and put it into a robot.
When Desi was putting it on her story, I was near tears.
Were you?
Yes. Because I've been following her for a long time.
He got to learn. He's going to be good.
You're right. The thing is, I don't want him to be distracting for the video.
I know, he gonna stop.
They are grandparents.
They are, y'all.
That's the problem. JoJo wouldn't have a kid in middle school, and then now y'all want us to keep him.
One of y'all's kids.
And I was like, was y'all this nurturing to one of y'all's kids?
No!
No!
Who cares about y'all? Give me this baby and you on out of here. You don't know how to love this baby.
about to be ridiculous. If this was a talking human child.
Oh my God. I would put
that. Like, over crying. That's all right. He dropped it. I keep telling him to pick up past five and put it in his mouth.
Oh no.
If it was like their son, he'd be laying in the bed with me.
Oh,
give him here. I'd be like, Kirk Franklin's mom. Give me this baby.
Who and when did you all get a blanket made with his name?
He got a bandana that say Lamontarius.
Wait, that's from my sister.
But who Melissa made that blanket? This. Why?
And when? He got a pillow with his name on it. I have another one coming.
Melissa. Melissa.
This could have been Lottie getting all this love.
Denise Frederick.
This could have been Lottie getting all this love. But instead, she's sitting in the backyard right now with owls and coyotes.
She is. She is. She's toughing it. She going to have a tattoo here soon.
She going to have teardrops. Yeah. Tattoo.
She's going to be like, what's up, Monty?
Y'all think Jose and them gonna make it or
no?
No. Oh, they definitely gonna make it.
You think she accepted his apology? You think
they're gonna make it? She clearly did.
She accepted the first one. Yeah, so she definitely accepted this well thought out one with cue cards.
What I should say is I hope they don't make it. That's a rude thing to say, child.
Oh my goodness. You guys won't believe when I was in Chicago, I did not know my cycle was gonna start.
Oh, don't you hate that?
I was literally at the comedy club like, oh no, what am I going to do? And while I was nervous, what I did know was that at my hotel room, I had my flex cup because I never travel without it. Now I realize I need to just carry it in my purse though, just in case I'm at the club, about to do a set. Flex cup is a healthier, better for you, better for the environment, body safe, made with comfort, innovative period cup. They also have the flex disc, which are thin, one-time, reusable menstrual discs that fit perfectly inside your body, where you can still participate in adult-like activities.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? A little bang, bang, and a little toot-toot. Hey. And not have to worry about ruining your sheets or having a mess. But what I will say about the Flex Cup, which is the actual menstrual cup, is that it is has a patented pull tab that makes it the only, I'll say it one more time, the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. So it makes it easy because you already know how to use it, right? It's disabled friendly and it's made from beginners in mind. It's velvety soft, completely body safe, and lasts for years. Now back to the disc. The disc is great because you wear it up to 12 hours. It holds as much as like 3 super tampons. So you are like safe. You're good. You don't have to be worried throughout the day. Now, what's also great about Flex is they have really helpful videos and in-depth diagrams and Flex experts that help walk you through the entire process. Flex. You never have to go back to products of the past once you try Flex. Also, if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you more, the Flex Cup is what you're going to want to use because you don't have to throw it away. You'd be able to use it for years. Okay, guys? So this is what we want you to do. Say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Use code TBTB for 20% off your Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code TBTB.
TBTB.
At Flex, that's F-L-E-X, Fits, FITS.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
And now back to the show, guys.
Mm-hmm. Boy made flashcards. He gonna have to tape them up.
Because I think that the claim that Zach was trying to give Michaela is actually far more applicable to Jose.
Not seeing a future?
No. As the essence of who he is as a person.
Oh, got it. Her fear about him.
Yeah.
You think is actually the truth?
I think Zach's fear about Michaela is actually what
Rachel
could say about Jose. Yeah.
Well, she did. She said, is this who you are? Well,
she sure did.
She said, is this? He said, this is.
I done told you my words cut deep.
No, I mean, Zach said, this is.
Yes.
Oh, got it. I misunderstood.
Is this.
Right.
You're right.
And they could have flip-flopped those.
for sure.
Yeah. Because at the very least, Michaela has a want to show up better, like a want to do mm-hmm. better. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Jose has skirted around accountability, responsibility, and the need to apologize.
The whole time.
Over.
I think he thinks apologizing makes him weak.
And over again.
Yeah. His apology is, right. I could go and apologize, but it wouldn't mean nothing because you know I'm supposed to be doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's him not being able to admit that he was wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong about nothing.
Exactly.
He was like, I forgot. I just credit score couldn't help him
in this situation. He's like, well, I got A15. You ain't got no credit with me, though.
You ain't got no credit with me. You a 405.
Hello.
On this credit score. All
right, here we go.
It's all or nothing. Stephanie says she thinks Jose is really sick. I mean, Jesus is really sick.
What?
I said, well, he was in Florida when we did our last recap. I still don't think he's really sick, though. Cut all that.
Is that day 30 of marriage?
Yeah, because remember they're doing the 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 1 month anniversary.
Oh, is he braiding her hair? Oh. Well.
Listen, a month is a lot when it's only can be 2 months.
Right, that's true.
Oh, come on.
They seem to be doing better.
They ain't gonna make it to the end of this episode.
Oh, man.
They are doing better.
Well, this is a cute game. I love this idea.
You're right, Pepper Schwartz.
Come on, Dr. Pepper. If you snatch this, let me take
that. That was an accident.
I feel like they'd be having Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper would be taking sabbaticals.
She'd be somewhere else.
She's like, I ain't got time for these people that go and get a divorce.
What? Yeah. That's what y'all are doing together?
For their 1 month.
Oh, that's super memorable. I hope you guys make it.
Wouldn't that be crazy if Married at First Sight showed it? And in loving memory of Valerie.
Will you marry? Yes, Trevor.
No, rocket scientist. Well, I don't think he's supposed to be slamming into the ground.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh!
I was like, bro, I've never heard that in my life. I literally have never heard anybody say that. I heard they're heavy, though.
That's what I thought I was going to say. Like, when you go, you may float a little bit or something.
Yeah.
Or like,
you feel the density
of it.
Oh, my God. No way. Piss all in that thing. It would be...
Oh,
oh
my God.
Doing the white smoke, it'd be a yellow trail.
Yeah. But listen, that's one of the reasons I'm glad I'm over the weight limit. I think I would try this. And a little bit of doo doo done came.
A little bit of doo doo.
What's that smell, man? Just get me on the ground.
I'm going to tell it. 10 a.m.
Oh, that's a hilarious photo.
Yeah, just to look at it.
Oh. Wow.
Man, I wanted to skydive. I ain't gonna let me. However, I did the indoor skydiving.
Oh, I did too. We had a great time.
It's exhilarating.
I wanted to be able to do some tricks, but I couldn't.
You would jump out of the indoor? Huh?
You would jump out of the plane?
No, when I was younger, once I had my first child, I was like, that desire is over. Yeah. Anything dangerous that could take me away from my child, not doing it. Selfish.
Is that the next one?
Cover Girl.
Oh. Because my favorite next one is not coming back. It is gone.
It is gone. This is going to be something. One day she'll be able to say, I jumped out of a plane with my ex-husband.
I know. I don't want to have to say that.
I thought you were giving me a treasure.
Yeah. Okay, winery. Oh, Gila just pulling out all the stops. She said we went salsa dancing.
Gil got a big old booty, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Listen, though, does everybody
put a squat game on point?
Kind of
thing. Oh, this thing, 13%, Liz.
She can sit on his back.
Check over here in my bag, my tote bag.
Oh, he got her a blindfold that won't mess up her lashes.
That was very sweet.
I don't think that I look fashionable, but okay. She's such a jerk.
At this point, it's just funny.
It is.
Like, I don't even know if it's just like, oh, it's just funny.
Did she say I didn't wear enough sunblock for this?
Mm-hmm. She's a mess. Come on, stilettos. I know, they are cock.
Yes.
I got to lose a good solid 60 before I can wear shoes like that again. Oh, with her macaroon. This is so much better.
So pretty.
Than Eric and Virginia,
yes.
The coordinates.
Yes.
Oh, his frame coordinates.
Yes, it was so stupid.
This is sweet.
Oh my God, I would die. To do something like that, I'd be like,
yeah, this is
it, what? Yeah. They're like, at our 5-year anniversary, we're doing great. A month.
Yeah, right. This is what it feels like when we're settled. Ma'am, it's been 30 days.
Right. You're still in the honeymoon phase, even if you can't realize it.
Don't be sleepy.
I wasn't. I was actually thinking, it's not a big. There's a big
She says she's thankful, grateful, and happy.
Okay.
He brings me joy. A dream come true, Mila?
This is super sweet.
She like him.
Yeah, she do. I like this for them.
Tell him.
I like this for them.
Yeah.
I do too. This is, she needed to be married at first sight. She needed Gil.
Thought she was the last one. But
I really did.
She was the only one in season.
Yeah, I agree. I like them.
Because the one thing she did that a lot of the other ones don't do is she has been authentically herself from day one.
She ain't putting on for nobody.
She's like, I will not show up in doing my best behavior. You're going to get all of it.
And listen to it. Jose should have locked that girl out on the first Thursday. At least she would have known who he was.
And when they were at the senior citizens place in Florida, he should have locked her out there.
Going out there on the beach. Or wherever we at.
You a lie. You, as Michaela would say, you a lie.
God dang mother.
He going to change his tune before this episode.
Oh.
So he wants her to do that.
But how does it get it? She isn't
happy and excited.
No, you don't
get it. Feels like you get very giddy, almost.
Why he really say? He really
because
says
he's going
that.
Back and forth is their point, though.
Oh my God, cuddles is hard.
This is what he was watching.
Listen, yeah.
He is just.
Gee.
Is this The Simpsons?
Oh, I gotta
wash my hands. Turn it up. Okay, cute. They both look nice. They're gonna look good for this argument.
She's a funny angel.
She was super cute.
She said, you're gonna look good for this argument.
Got the show enough hair,
did. She did, too.
Oh, she did this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a great conversation. And she asked me what I wanted. I told Zach that I wanted
if they don't get through this part of this date intact, I'm gonna be mad.
Stop filming them.
Okay, he plays. What if he did? What if he sat down and played like you, Marcus? I would love
suave.
It.
You don't want to be nothing, did you?
No.
Oh, that was Corey.
No, he's excited about it.
Oh, they hug like friends. They're both crazy.
They are.
Yeah. Okay, now listen. They got through that. They got through that. That scene was without an argument.
They did.
That was the most intense, this happy moment I've ever watched.
And then the next time they come up, so after our anniversary, me and Zach got in a really huge argument.
For me, that was like watching a drug cartel, like, like negotiation and drug transfer or something. It's like, oh my God, I hope this goes good. Oh, they, yeah. All right, they look like they're going to be partners.
Right.
Anything could set this off. Guns already drawn.
Right. Shaking.
Yeah, these,
I want to know who makes these music.
I know.
It's like the song.
Our old next door neighbors used to make the music for things like this.
They're so funny. Okay,
really?
Guys. Songs that sound like other songs to set certain moods.
Oh, snap. Look at these seats.
Diamond Appin?
Appin don't look like this.
This is like a love seat.
Yeah, but look at even the back.
You're going to be soaking in there. Look at that little kid, a little pooch.
See that little shoestring of saliva that that's a hentai shoestring.
Oh, she, her nostrils is open now.
Listen, smelling butt. What does it say?
Everything. Oh, that's cute.
That actually is.
That exactly is adorable.
Now that precious. Is. Ain't it, Tank?
Yeah.
Look what she got on that shirt. She's like, it matches my gym ring. It matches my pajamas.
Wait, remember that? Remember that season when that nigga got her the latitude and longitude?
Yes, we
just
talked about.
What was that doing?
What's his name? Ryan.
His name was Ryan.
Oh, okay.
His name was Ryan.
I
pictures
I feel like you laid on this entire couch when you said that.
Listen,
because it was over her and me.
Listen, it's the way I get on the couch.
There's no animosity. There's no judging.
Yeah, I actually think that's what they. Well, he was judging her at first, but I think he's over it.
Yeah, he once she said once he saw her savings account,
he had been hushed.
I
feel like he was judging her, then he was joking with it, then he realized he needed to pull back.
Yeah.
They both in their shirts for their anniversary.
Oh, y'all been broke up by now. Time we watching this. Y'all was broken
y'all
up
done.
Before Memorial Day.
Oh, it's
Day.
Too small. Oh, dear, we
got St. Patrick's Day, y'all was out of here.
I do love him. It's an uncomfortable thing for me.
They both crazy. I'm just going to keep saying it. I do love him. I'm going to rip his head off your suit.
I'm like, what is this that I'm doing?
They went back to Rachel Jose since, have they?
They going to smash.
Oh, for sure.
They're waiting for the smash again. No, the day after the wedding.
Oh. And then somebody gonna mess up during breakfast.
Listen, 2 out of 3 segments worked out for them.
Yeah. We needed this happy day.
Thank you. Oh, they didn't do their date.
Yeah, he got her a little charm for a necklace that says 815 on it.
He got her a lock picking kit.
Lessons.
Yeah, I mess with me again.
She's doing good with this clues.
Angel, get out that bed. That's why you always be falling asleep during the episode.
Yeah, when we're watching them, yeah. I was about to say, but you be falling asleep when we're filming the podcast.
Imagine if he had done this without the lockout.
Yeah. He'd be way ahead.
Oh my God.
I don't think he would have done it without the lockout. He needed to make up for it. There you go. With her throwing the ball.
No, oh, him catching it. Look at him, Marcus. Oh, so why would she want to do it?
Right.
What about right. Why does she gotta want to do it if you don't want to do it?
He's selfish.
He is selfish. 100% selfish.
You want her to do it to the way of your liking, and you don't even want to do what you're asking her to do.
Right.
She wants to cut off.
Stop. But she painted too seriously. That's a stupid thing to get mad at.
Really?
Who cares?
gig spoon all the darn time.
I said that.
Ever.
That's why she's confused.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You did. She didn't listen one at all. Friend
she gave her some stock.
They found
advice.
The one friend that don't give good advice.
Yeah.
Right.
He wants a Chung Li in the bedroom. Street fighter.
I was like, who's
Chung Li?
She said
she's Chung Li.
Come over.
This is an aggressive woman.
Oh, got it.
The one that cuddles him.
Got it. It's gonna be Gil, of course, to get it cracking
every time.
Gil is gonna get it popping.
Every time he sees it stir the pot.
He gonna mess up everybody's
She's literally the most thoughtful person I've ever met.
Oh, he came in. Let me undo everything wrong I just did the last few days.
His face!
That's what you just said to her.
Look at Zach with this on his face.
Black people be here for the same.
Don't we?
Kev got up and everything. Irritated.
He said, I make my eyes small at you. He said, yes. Oh, just enough.
And he cried.
Oh, he thinks he's in a movie.
He was tearing them up, man.
Rose petals up.
He literally. Hold on.
How much time is left?
You guys, 7 minutes.
Liz, he really was like.
It was way better. Such a good episode. Call him out.
He better not.
Val and Johnny ain't gonna make it from what I just saw. Those
from
last.
What you just saw? 2 minutes. You just woke up.
Yup. They ain't gonna make it.